the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons by the Big Noise 72, joined by the good son Nathaniel Lundy for another delightful Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's not waste any time because we got crap to do. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the honk honk plus 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 one or odds or greater is the requirement. So Lundy, naturally, you're gonna drop the puck and maybe make us some bucks on what?
Well, I decided, Brad, there's kind of a future theme to today's podcast as we break out the crystal ball. I know you're gonna do that with the conference tournament, so I thought maybe I would do the same thing in the NHL, and that is I'm gonna stick with what I've done. Look, all the way back in the summer, before the season even started, the Dallas Stars were my pick to actually hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. I actually thought Dallas was going to be the team to beat. There's a lot of talent there. They've got great goaltending and all of that. And then prior to the deadline, Mikko Rantanen winds up joining them, which is painful for me as an Avalanche fan to see him on an opposition in the division. But I still think Dallas is a great team. I know a lot of people are on Edmonton. People are in different places and believing who's going to come out of the West. It could be this new look Avalanche team, but I see a lot of value at 3-1 for the Stars to get right. As you look at the lineup that they have between Hintz, and you've now added Rantanen into that mix, you've got Wyatt Johnson, you've got all these guys that are just really, really talented. And then you add on top of that the fact that they have the great goaltending that they do with Ottinger and beyond. So I'm going to stick with the Stars. And as long as we're talking futures on today's episode of the podcast, let's talk about the future in the Western Conference. Give me Dallas to represent the West in the Stanley Cup Finals, 3-1. And you can get that at BetMGM.
All right, let's go ahead and flash forward to the future, at least the immediate horizon in the Mountain West Conference, a league that you know and love as much as I do. And I think the pride of Fort Fun, that being Fort Collins, Colorado State is the team to beat there in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Thomas and Mack, one of the hottest teams in the country. Nick Clifford is just a bucket getter. The guy is soaking wet right now. Every point on the floor, he's going out there messing around and getting 25, 30 points any given stinking night. I like some of the supporter players around him also splishing and splashing all over the place. How good has Colorado State been? Well, they're number one in the country over last month in effective field goal percentage. Offense are netting 56.8% inside the arc. And get this, Lundy, and this is just downright ridiculous. I had to do a triple take on my paper, make sure I was seeing it right, rub the eyes, open them, rub the eyes again. 46.4% from three. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. So indeed, I'm going to ram it with Colorado State, a team right now on the outside looking in the bracket. Big board, they're a member of my first four out. Now, this is shaved 50 cents off the opening price there at BetMGM. Was a plus 425, but still, I think a damn good value at plus 375. Nobody, not Utah State, not San Diego State, not Boise State, nobody is playing hotter basketball than the CSU Rams. So again, give me Colorado State to take the Mountain West auto bid at plus 375. At BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with the conference tournament edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco in the Duke Invitational, also known as the ACC. Yeah, I'm not going to bet on Duke. They're minus 325, folks. Don't waste your money. You're a bleeding moron if you're shelling out at that kind of juice. So let's look a little bit further down and who could be maybe a somewhat of a Rip Van Winkle of sorts in this conference tournament exercise. I think it's Clemson, a team that actually beat Duke earlier this season. Now, granted, that was a true home game inside Little John, and the court storm ensued upon the final buzzer. But this is a really good team. What I got projected as a number 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. In the ACC tournament, they're a number 3 seed. So great value there at plus 550. You know what that means? They're on the bottom half of the bracket in the ACC exercise. Duke is at the top half. Duke and North Carolina seem inevitable. They're going to meet yet again in the semifinals. I think Clemson and Louisville, the 2 and 3, will go toe-to-toe. And Louisville is really outperformed low-level expectations this year. They've been damn good in their own right. But Clemson is a team that is number six in Torvik over the last 30 days. That's overall in the country. They're number 24 in adjusted offense efficiency and number three nationally in adjusted defensive efficiency. Really get after on the offensive glass. They're generating a second chance 36.4% of the time. And again, that defense is just outstanding. They're only giving up 29.9% from three. They're netting 35.7% from distance. On top of that, north of 55% inside the arc. So if there's anybody that's got to bounce Duke in Charlotte, I think it's the Clemson Tigers. So give me them. At plus 550 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
Man, with all the conference tournaments, Brad, I am not interested in placing a bet on the ACC one. I'm sorry. Like,
that's why I got it five, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you could have probably dug around and found something a little bit more interesting at this point. So I'm just going to stay away from this one because, again, I mean, Duke is so heavily favored for a reason. Like, I get your logic behind, oh, you know, let me go find somebody that might be able to do this and might be able to, but I'm sorry, I'm not throwing money away on might be able to make this happen. So you take your stupid Clemson bet and you better be rubbing your head like you rub Howard's rock there at the stadium in Death Valley and hope that this one comes through for you.
Oh, don't be a coward, Lenny. All I'm asking is a little sprinkle.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here with the Fade 5 countdown. Hopefully Lundy's going to agree with me or actually get some action on this conference tournament. Give me the Big 12 showdown down in Kansas City. No, Lundy, you should not bet your wife's beloved Kansas Jayhawks because they have been rubbish of the entire year. They're projected to be a number seven seed on my bracket. Big four for all the wrong reasons. I do like Guns Up, though, in Texas Tech. Nice little value there, a plus 350 available at BetMGM. Yeah, Houston's the team to beat. They're even money, though. Not a whole lot of value there, not a whole lot of meat on the bone. If you want to go a little bit deeper, maybe BYU at plus 1,000. But you look at the draw, BYU would have to knock off Houston in the semifinals to make the championship game. That seems unlikely. But Texas Tech, being the number two seed, again, they're on the bottom half of that bracket. So their main competition is going to be likely either Kansas or Arizona. Both teams highly beatable. And you look at Tech, number nine overall in Torvik the last 30 days. They have been tremendous offensively. JT Tobin is a damn wagon. Chance McMillan is back and healthy. Williams is back and healthy. They're gunning early and often. Over 51% of their shots on the last 30 days have come from beyond the arc, and they are draining 37.3% of those attempts. On top of that as well, a team that's number nine and adjusted offense efficiency, netting 1.30 points per possession overall. Very good on the glass again because of Toppin. And a very good inside, too, where they're splashing 56.2%. Decent, but not extraordinary defensively, is Grant McCausland's club here for last month. But I'm a big fan of this Lubbock-based team. I think they, if they get the right draw, could be a Final Four sleeper in the NCAA tournament. Maybe they'll take a trip down south there in the Lone Star State. Yeah, to San Antonio. But when it comes to the action in Kansas City, a team I hope is going to make me some cash are the Red Raiders at plus 350 at BetMGM. Numero cuatro on the conference tournament edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'll follow this one because I like the idea of taking the two seed coming into the bracket from the opposite side of Houston. But Brad, I will tell you something is cooking in the kitchen. Something is cooking in the kitchen. You know why I know that? Because as of tape time right now, the Big 12 tournament champion has been taken down across the board at every book. This is not posted at BetMGM. This is not posted at DraftKings. This is not posted at FanDuel. As of tape time here on Tuesday morning, they have every tournament up, but they have pulled the Big 12 down. At least for me here in Colorado, they have.
What the bloody hell is going on? My curiosity is peaked.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go out east and let's go to the Mecca of basketball, and that is the Garden at MSG. That's where the Big East Conference Tournament is about to get underway, and I'm going to go with a chalk here. Honestly, I think this should be more minus 140 than plus 140 on the Johnnies, the Kings of Queens. Again, plus 140 there at BetMGM to win the automatic berth in the Beast Conference. The hottest team, if you do the sorting, their rhetoric over the last 30 days in this league, believe it or not, X gonna give it to you. And Xavier, a team I have as my very last team in currently on the bracket. Big board, they're 8-1 to take the cake here. But I think St. John's, obviously the team to beat. Number 27 overall in Torvik over the last 30 days, where they are number 47. Okay, so-so in adjusted offense efficiency. But they're number 25 in adjusted defensive efficiency, and that is their calling card. They're a faster version of Houston. A team that once they get set in the half court, they just pop, pop, pop. Sock in the mouth repeatedly defensively. They're outstanding in that capacity. They get ample second chance opportunities last 30 days. 41% of their possessions, they're grabbing an offensive rebound. And Zubi Ejiofor is one of those guys. Little kiss off the glass on those high percentage second chances. They force a ton of turnovers, over 20% of opponent possessions in their last seven games. So given the defense, and I know the offense is a little bit of a struggle from time to time for St. John's. Well, they play a lot of close games, just like Houston does, but they can beat you in transition. And that defense, man, they just keep challenging. They just keep contesting everything. I think they're the class of the Big East. As the number one seed, they're going to play the winner of Butler-Providence. And then they'll march on the next round and play the winner of Marquette and Xavier, which would be very interesting, until they can get the title game. And the 2 and 3 seeds on the bottom half are Creighton and UConn, two teams they've had some success against this season. So put all together, this is going to be the Red Storm Invitational in New York City. Give me the Johnnies plus 140 to take the Big East title at BetMGM. Lundy, Numero Tres of the Countdown. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I like this one, Brad, because I think, I mean, I know you talked about like minus 140. I think this should at least be even money. I mean, if Houston is sitting at even money right now, St. John's should be at even money. So I think you're getting an extra 40 cents here. I think this is actually a really smart bet for this to just roll their way at MSG. Because again, what did we say Duke was at? Minus 8,425 or whatever? I mean,
325.
There you go. All right. So the fact that Houston, again, even money. St. John's, I think this should be even money. So I like this one because I do think you're getting an extra 40 cents of value. I think this is definitely worth the bet.
Fade Rick Pitino, hells to the no. I am not going to do that. But we got many highly fitable opportunities at thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. No, I don't charge you a single penny. You can sign up for a free account, interact with me, click Ask Brad, fire off a March Madness related question, and I will get to it when I have the time. Cranking out all kinds of content. Going to be doing breakdowns at all the major conference tournaments with my top picks. We're going to have some content tied to the NCAA tournament as well. My bracket flames for every single region who I think is going to win, add value, and go a little bit deeper as well. Who could be a true blue sleeper in each of those bracket sections? Going to be breaking all that down. I'm going to post my gut bracket also on Selection Sunday night. We're going to have a new edition of the Fade 5 podcast starting on Monday, regional breakdowns as well. So again, you want to get cozy with this year's NCAA tournament, click in a madness mode. I already have. And make sure you go to thegamingjuice.com, sign up for your free account, click converse and cash, .. maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the slaughterhouse that is the SEC. An absolute murderer's row of a conference tournament. And Luddy obviously disagrees with me on this one, but I'm going to give you my reasoning anyway. I'm going to back the Florida Gators. Going to be chomping down, baby, in Nash Vegas at plus 250 there at BetMGM. Look at Florida. They're the two seed in this conference tournament. More than likely, they're going to play Alabama in the next round, assuming they get past either Mississippi State, if they get past LSU in the opening round, and the winner of that game against Missouri So they'll face either Mississippi State or Missouri in their game. I think they'll beat them there in the quarterfinals. And then more than likely going to get Alabama or possibly Kentucky. Hell, if you really want to go deep down the list, you want a really deep sleeper, maybe it's the Georgia Bulldogs who are playing exceptional basketball here down the stretch. I think that's a fat chance of actually happening. But I do like Florida for all the right reasons. Why? They trail only Auburn in the last 30 days, according to Torvik's overall rankings, and it's only by one spot. Auburn is number 4. Florida is number 5. Over that stretch, they're number 8 nationally in adjusted offensive efficiency and number 30 in adjusted defensive efficiency. They get a lot of second chance opportunities, around 33.4% of their possessions, to be exact. They're netting 56.4% from 2 over that span and 37.9% from 3. 48.2% of their shots that come from distance. They're actually jacking more threes, more triples than the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's how prolific they have been. I love the roster construct that Ty Golden's got. He's got dynamite guard play there. And Martin and Clayton, he's got guys that do little things at the swing and the small forward, and Thomas Hall and Will Richard. And he's got two true blue bigs, one that's been a double-doubles machine, and Alex Condon down the stretch, and Chinyelu as well. So, again, they're not the deepest of teams, so they got to avoid the whistle. But Florida, my pick, honestly, to win the national title this year, the NCAA tournament at 13-1, grabbed it a couple of weeks ago. I think this is merely going to be an appetizer to the main event. They're going to cut down the nets in Nashville. Give me the Gators, plus 250 to win the SEC tournament at BetMGM. Numero dos on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
Oh, my problem with this one is I always tell everybody to follow what you're doing on the spreadsheet because of the, 100 plus units that you're
I'm at. Having a year.
Yeah, you're nailing it this year, but I'm just not seeing this with Florida, man. Hey, the SEC is absolutely a bloodbath. They're all just going to beat up on each other. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to watch. But I think because of the unpredictability and the fact that anybody could just all of a sudden go on a streak here for 4 days, makes me want to stay away from this one completely. So I'm just gonna sit back. I'm gonna watch the SEC, and I'm not gonna bet on it, but I am gonna watch it, Brad, because it just means more.
Oh yes, it does mean more, and hopefully there's gonna be more of those greenbacks in my pocket. Let's go, Gators!
Number 1.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Naturally, I got to finish with the Big Ten. And what is this? I'm not going with the ILL, despite the storied history that Brad Underwood has had in the Big Ten tournament and a very successful storied history. Illinois is a really good value at 7-1. I'm not going to lie. What I don't like is their draw in the tournament as a 7 seed. Likely going to face Ohio State in the next round. I think they'll beat the Buckeyes there in that first round matchup for Illinois. But when you get to the quarterfinals, likely to face Maryland, a little bit scary. The sphincter is puckering there because the Maryland Terrapins, I believe, are a legitimate Final Four dark horse in the main event later this month. They're the number 2 seed. Whoever emerges in that Illinois-Maryland game, I think is going to represent the bottom half of the bracket in the final in Indianapolis against Michigan State. I think the Spartans will take care of business, whether against Oregon or Indiana, in their opening round matchup. And then they'll face, more than likely, either UCLA or Wisconsin, and both highly beatable there. I'm tired of fading Tom Izzo. I doubted this team for about a week and a half, 2 weeks in early February. I was somewhat right that the correction happened. I thought it was going to be longer. But it was far more brief than I anticipated. They're hitting threes. They're getting after you defensively. And as well, too, they just crashed the glass with so much vim and vigor. They're one of the elites in that category. So the fact they can give me a plus 225, I think, is pretty good value there. More than nitty gritty, they're number 1 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency over the last 30 days in all of college basketball. They're giving up 0.897 points per possession. They're getting that second chance opportunity on 33% of their possessions with the best defensive rebounding teams in the nation. And I mentioned the threes. Now, for much of the season, they were shooting around 28% from distance. But because of Jace Richardson, his elevated play, all of a sudden, the last 30 days, a far more respectable 32.5%. So all I'm asking to cash a winning ticket here from the Spartans is hit 34%, bro. That's it. If you do that, given your stellar defense, given your ability to crash and wax that glass on the Michigan State in Indy is clearly a team to beat. Izzo has won six Big Ten tournaments in all the years he has been at the helm there in East Lansing. I think he's going to add another trophy to the case. So numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown. Give me this party to continue to rage in Indy. They're going to cut down the nets, I believe, and take the Big Ten tournament title plus 225 there at BetMGM. Lundy, it's March. Don't you dare fade Izzo.
I'm going to fade Izzo. I'm going to fade you on this one. Give me my value. My value pick is going to be 6-1. Give me plus 600, and I am going to take the Badgers to win the Big Ten tournament. They have looked extremely good over the last 5 weeks. I'm going to stick with Bucky Badger, and I'm going to probably regret it, but hey, I'll at least have some beer and cheese curds. I'll be ready to go with Wisconsin. But yeah, if I'm looking for value, if part of what we're trying to do here is find value, I see value with Michigan State at 225. I just think the value with Wisconsin at plus 600 is too much for me to turn down. I found that over at BetMGM. I'm going to snag that one 6-1 for the Badgers to win the tourney.
I'll just take Illinois at 7-1, you coward. All right, here we go. Let's go.
7.5. They're 7.5-1.
Oh, it's gotten higher. It was 7-1 at the butt crack of dawn this morning at BetMGM. So even better.
I'm not backing your ILL yelling that you do on this podcast.
Yeah, that's probably recommended. All right, bonus time. Bonus time, Lundy. Whether it's in college hoops, because we already got like day basketball going on, in the NBA, the NHL, maybe the NFL draft. Hell, I don't care. You could swing in some golf as well. Like, we know anything about that sport, but give me something else. What do you like?
I do on occasion bet on golf, by the way. Golf's really fun to bet on live, by the way. I know you like to live bet college hoops. Live betting golf is actually a ton of fun. Hey, we're doing a somewhat abbreviated podcast today because Brad and I have a crazy, crazy Tuesday here, but I do want to throw a couple out there. Let me stick with one college basketball one for you, Brad. Over at FanDuel right now, you can get Memphis at plus 105. To win the AAC. Again, if I'm looking at somebody that I think is a heavy favorite, yes, you could talk about North Texas, you can talk about UAB, but again, kind of like what we talked about before, like some of these teams like Houston at even money, I think there's value in Houston at even money, and I think there's value in Memphis at a plus 105. Do I think that the Mean Green or the Blazers could come through? Yes, I think it's likely going to be one of those, but again, if I can take the heavy favorite and I can see the nice little plus sign right in front of those numbers, I'm going to take it. So again, Memphis Tigers plus 105 there on the AAC. Let me roll over to some hockey this evening. Look, in the Western Conference, we were just talking about Dallas potentially representing the West. Right now, there is no hotter team in the Western Conference than my Colorado Avalanche. They're on the second night of a back-to-back. They beat up on the Blackhawks last night 3-0 at home. They now go up to Minnesota to take on the Wild. You're going to lay some chalk with or lay some odds and some juice with the Avs, but they've won 6 in a row. Fully expect them to make it 7 in a row because they actually went with Scott Wedgwood last night, who's their backup. So Mackenzie Blackwood will be the starter between the pipes for the Avs tonight. I think they take care of business against the Wild, and they do so to win their 7th in a row. The juice right now is at a minus 155, so more than likely you're going to want to pair that up with something else. If it's me, I'm going to snag the Avs, and then I'm going to look later in the evening on the betting circuit, and I am going to snag Vegas on the road as well. They are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins, and if you put those two together, it's plus 146. So if you don't like the juice on the Avs by themselves, a couple of road teams that I like, which I tend to stay away from, but just based on what we're seeing after the trade deadline, I will take Pittsburgh to lose at home to the Golden Knights, and I will take the Avs to continue this win streak. Again, plus 146, put that one together over at BetMGM. And if you want something else within the Avs game, Nathan McKinnon, just a points machine right now, so you can obviously take advantage of that. You can look for him to snag an assist if you're thinking in that particular case, but I got to be honest, I'm going to probably just look at his points because he's plus 105 to have 2 points in this contest, and Mac continues to have a Hart Trophy type of season four Colorado. So given the fact that he's on the point streak that he's on, which I think is up to 16 games now, that he's got at least a point. And if I can get plus odds for him to maybe tally two assists, maybe it's an assist and a goal. I don't care how it happens. I just need 2 points. And if that does take place, it's plus 105 over at BetMGM. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who's not willing to bet on his Illini.
Yeah, correct, Amudo, because I got to make a drive over to Indiana and make that happen. Let's go to my favorite conference tournament nickname, Starch Madness in Boise, Idaho. That is a big sky, a little two-legger on the money line. Give me Montana against the Idaho, Fighting Potatoes, I think is their nickname. And then give me Northern Colorado on the money line as well. Both these teams to win. Montana and Northern Colorado put their hands together. It's a light juice at plus 106, but I need a late-night winner, baby. On this Tuesday there at BetMGM. And a little bit of background here. Montana 136 in total last 30 days. Idaho at 198. Montana, one of the more efficient teams in the country, number 31 EFG offense, where they're at 59.9% from two. And Idaho is number 319 in 2% defense during that stretch, giving up 56.2%. So just a bludgeon them inside, Grizzlies, and I think you're going to maul Idaho in this game. Meanwhile, with Northern Colorado, a team that's number 91 in Torrick over the last 30 days, they're taking on Montana State. Montana State, they were covering machine, really have been here the last handful of games. Won with ease last night, but Montana State still 151 at Torrick the last 30 days. NCU, number 3 in effective field goal percentage offense in the nation over the last month. They're down 58.5% from 2 and 42.1% from 3. They don't play a lot of defense. They just outgun, outscore everybody, and they're also excellent on the defensive glass, top 5 of the nation and defensive rebounding percentage. So generate a lot of one and dones with the opposition. So to recap the team Huevos parlay play of the day, 2-leg money line, Montana, Northern Colorado, just win, baby. Plus 106 there at BetMGM. One more play, bonus time. Lundy, the West Coast Conference final is exactly what everybody thought it was going to be. Zags, St. Mary's, yet again. Can the Gales get the season sweep? Remember, they beat Gonzaga not once but twice, even in their house in the Kendall there in Spokane. I say they're going to break out the brooms. I'm going to take St. Mary's plus the 3.5. I'm not saying necessarily they're going to win straight up, but I do believe they're going to get the cover. Just too many damn points in a rivalry game on a neutral floor, of course, being played in Las Vegas. St. Mary's, a top 30 team in Torvik over the last 30 days. Gonzaga is number 10 in Torvik. They've kind of been cooking the books and some of the advanced data that's out there. A little bit different than matching up with the visualizations that you see in a lot of games. Zags are 15 EFG offense over last month. 74, though, so kind of ho-hum in EFG defense. St. Mary's, meanwhile, a 2-1 EFG offense, and they're at 73, so slightly better in EFG defense. All of about who controls the tempo of the pace. St. Mary's, they want to get their defense set and live in the half court. They have the size in Mitchell Saxon and Vessels as well to really hang with Gonzaga down the post there in Graham EK. You just got to hope they can get out and challenge Marcelonis and friends. Some of those perimeter shots from Nimhard and cohorts as well. I think they will. I think this is going to come down the final possession. St. Mary's may win it. Maybe they grab a 50-50 ball. Maybe they seal the deal with a pair of free throws. I don't care. Just hang tough in this one and cover the 3.5, which I believe they will. Randy Bennett's team, always one of the best coached in the country. All right, we're out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review when you can. And also follow us on the X, where Lundy's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. For the handsome Nathaniel Lundy, I am apparently the anti-Illini, Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. ILL?